AI can help you build and sell tiny web applications. It's really good for practicing big business.
AI is really good at programming.
This basically eliminates world poverty. But certainly, it makes you stop fearing poverty. I told AI to stitch the pixel slicer I've been working on, now known as 9Slice, with the Panorzoomer that we created earlier. And I went to lay down just to drive the point home. It was quite a moment for me. And then, after a few moments, I pulled up the live demo running on the local server here, and there it was. Perfect. And very useful. I can perfectly zoom into the pixels that I am slicing. From a technical standpoint, AI is able to make useful applications out of generic libraries that it creates for you, upon your request, of course. So as long as you think big, the code will flow and run clean. That's what big components do. They keep all your concerns nice and separate. Even a bigger deal than this is a user profile or member login component, which would be much, much simpler than a Panzoom container. And the only thing beyond that is member sign up and pay. Also, rather simple. As with everything else, we must stay away from complexity, so the payment gateway would be the keeper of credit cards. That leaves us with username and password, a third-party login, as in login with account of your choice. Because this is a tool that you would charge monthly for, we don't really need to keep track of items that the users bought. Just ask the billing server if a particular billing monthly system with a specific email address is active. You could almost eliminate the need for a server, but you certainly can eliminate the need for storing sensitive data anywhere on your end. That's a big deal. The server is only used for making sure that the user logs in and passing information through that login to the billing system. This way, you never have to put in an email to request information from the billing system. That email comes from the logged-in user profile. It's quite secure. Let me paint a simpler but also broader picture. AI is very good at pretty pixel art. So you build an image slicer to make buttons and decorate windows. You wrap your slicer in a generic pan and zoom so that it becomes a true precision tool. Then you wrap that in a membership is required with a monthly billing system. Pretty easy to set up and pretty safe. And no, you can't get hacked because all the credit cards are on the payment processor end, where user enters them in, and all the users come from something like a popular login where you can log in with your something something username. So they can't hack into that either. So you're just a logged in user proxy server querying the billing system. Very simple to set up. Then you wrap this into a website theme generator. Now, I said generator, not builder where you have to use your mouse and drag things around, but an AI-based generator. Quite cheap and extremely powerful. And once the users come around and start selling their creations at marketplaces of their choice, you wrap this system in your own marketplace. You can tell your users that they get a good deal for exclusive product listings, where a theme is only sold in your store and nowhere else, and extra bonuses for social media posts, where, to be fair, they are just advertising their own products. But when an external visitor clicks that link, on the side they will also see related products, related themes. So you are creating a cross-advertising system that is very fair. It's a community marketplace. Artificial intelligence is now good enough to create everything for you. And even though I haven't gotten to the server part yet, I know that can be as little as 50 lines of code. I wrote that code before. If you are rightfully worried about security of your software, you just ask your AI to write a security analysis. What to watch out for? Where the bugs could be? But when writing lightweight, low-code liability software, as I showed you here, AI won't introduce security bugs. It knows what it's doing. They only end up in convoluted programs where there are multiple borders that AIs just can't comprehend because it's all human-made. Yeah, I think middle school is where programming with AI must begin now. And by high school, it must become a full-time adventure with a side project or two. It doesn't have to make money at first. It is precious practice. AI delivers. By next year, the miracles we see today will seem tiny. Not even small, tiny. So this path of side businesses will only become easier and more powerful. It eventually replaces your job. Just to give you a sense of urgency, I think this has just become possible as of last month. AI just keeps growing. Fusing my image slicer with a pen and zoom container that it made while I lay in bed furiously refreshing the page, to be honest, is unlike anything that has ever occurred. Such power of competent automatic intelligence that creates software has never existed. This is something that no one has accounted for. This is shocking, debilitating. This is mind-twisting, impossible. And I just want to underline that if I had 4 human programmers doing this, we would still be fixing bugs in 2027. Yeah. Don't even wait for middle school. Get the AI to write web applications for you without delay. If you don't think that writing applications is cool, write an application that monitors your server for hacks, for all the different botnets that scan for vulnerabilities. Then create a graph to figure out what the internet weather is like. There's a ton of interesting projects that AI can create. You just have to come up with your own ideas, ideas that move you, that interest you. Then you become a programmer before you know it. Parents, this world has not changed. It is completely new. Artificial intelligence is a superpower unlike anything that has ever existed. Get your stuff together. And no, artificial intelligence does not need the internet. It's useful, but it doesn't have to be there. You can install it locally. Get the future programmers a nice desktop, install good AI, and get the heck out of their way. Do it now. Don't delay. This is new. Your intuition does not work on artificial intelligence. Get them a desktop that can run local AI. Do it now. The future will end up getting turned upside down. They need to know how to write software programs and how to conduct a symphony orchestra with artificial intelligence agents. It may just be that side projects is how money is made. All the big jobs will be taken by AI that does it better. Oh yeah.